Afternoon and welcome to the Brave Healing Podcast on Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Laura DeFranco, the CEO of Brave Healer Productions. And the mission around here, you guys, is to change the world one brave word at a time.
And today, to help me do that, I have Diana Leader, the founder of Crave More Life Coaching and the lead author of our upcoming book, Find Your Voice, Save Your Life. Ooh, welcome, Diana.
Thank you so much. Just doing a little whoop-boo.
Yes. All right, you guys. Yeah. So Diana's been here with me before. However, she is a Canadian author, podcaster, and owner of Crave More Life Coaching. She's an expert at helping women find and confidently use their voices. She believes the time of women's voices being silenced is over, and through her Voices of Women project, gives women a platform for healing and learning that they too can live out loud. And of course, I've hooked you up down below in the show notes with her website, Facebook group that you can join us in, all of the cool things. But Diana, why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit of the story behind the Voices of Women project?
I will do that. First, thank you so much for having me, Laura. This is awesome. I love to talk to you. You know that. And looking forward to today. So Voices of Women Project. I have spent my entire career working with women on different ways that they have been silenced and therefore need to use their voices. So this is such an opportunity. These books are such an opportunity to bring women in to be able to have a platform for writing their stories. Most women have been blocked from doing that. They haven't for whatever reason, and this is an opportunity. So that's where the Voices of Women project was really born from, to offer women that platform, no matter what their story is relative to losing their voice, because I think I'm pretty clear that I can say there isn't a woman in the world who hasn't lost her voice or been silenced in some way. So that's a lot of women, and that's a lot of stories, and that's a lot of healing that needs to happen. So for me, offering the Voices of Women project was really important to give women who were ready to write their story a platform for doing that, and to be able to experience the healing that comes from that writing, which is huge, huge. And the other piece of it is, if they care to be published after that in a book like Find Your Voice, Save Your Life, and some do and some don't, then they also offer that healing, the healing potential to women that are reading. And that's huge. So, they're doing it for themselves, but they're doing it for other women too. So it makes me warm all over when I think about that. It's so awesome. The Voices of Women project is really based on those two things. However, if women don't want to be published, then it's all about the writing and all about the healing and getting things out. I have a project that I've started called Writing for the Heal of It. So, and that will continue. That will just kind of go ongoing, repeat and repeat as need be. And that's for women who simply want to write. They want to either learn to write. They want to express what's going on for them and feel the heal of that.
I love it. Our missions overlap in so many ways, especially that ripple that we create. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love hearing you talk about it. I also love that title, Writing for the Heal of It. That's brilliant. Do you remember, tell us a little bit about your personal story of finding your voice.
My personal story probably isn't very different than a lot of women. I have been blessed enough to not have experienced serious abuse and those kinds of things that, really are tragic and traumatic. However, I just wasn't taught as a child to be able to take, you see myself as an individual and then work from there. I was the youngest of five. I had lots of people to do things for me. I was taught that it's okay, you can just be there and someone will do things for you, including, thinking for me, making decisions for me, all that kind of thing. And that just kind of carried on for me throughout my young years until I realized that, hang on a sec, this isn't working. It's not working for me. It's not working for the people around me. It's funny how, you know, we say this all the time. The universe gives these hits when we don't listen, when we don't do what we're supposed to do, which is be in alignment with ourselves. And if we don't listen, sometimes, you know, they hit the people around us to, you know, give some kickback. And that's what happened to me. You know, people around me obviously were not okay with who I was being in relationship with them. And as I considered that, it had me create the awareness about what was really truly not working about that for me. And that was the important piece. And the other people, honestly and bluntly, need to look after their own side of the street. I needed to learn how to look after mine. So in doing that, I had to learn to use my voice. And it was scary. It was scary in the beginning. You know, it felt very, very alone, but it didn't take long to both get in the groove of it and then to realize the goodness that comes back when we are in alignment with what we need, when we're asking for what we need, when we're even demanding what we want in relationships or, you know, in circumstances. So it's a really good thing to do, even if it is scary.
Well, that struggle along the journey is part of how we're shaped into this woman we are today. And so there are such opportunities and things to be grateful for in that journey, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't, as difficult as it may have been at the time, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's changed my life.
So I know that being in this project has been a life changer for many of the authors. Some of the women stepping up to tell their stories in this book are first-time authors. Some have been authors before, but some of them, this is the first time they've ever actually even written their story, moved it from the inside to the outside of them, right? So what have you experienced in terms of writing and sharing voices out loud in your group of authors, but in general, also with your coaching practice?
So there are a variety of women that come into these books and in my practice, and some of them have written before, some of them have not. And it was really actually quite a surprise to me when I witnessed through the first book, the number of women who were seasoned writers, who still had layers of that onion that they needed to peel away to write that story. It's a very intimate story. So, and that's what I find with women that are coming for one-to-one coaching. They're often at, you know, in a place where they are looking to shed some of those layers that they no longer connect with, that they no longer want to carry. And they do that through writing and coaching and all that kind of stuff, because my coaching relative to writing is very much in sync with just the one-to-one coaching that I'm doing anyway. So that it's an opportunity to get rid of some of those layers and to shed, and then to just be one step closer to feeling the way you want to feel, being who you really are, you know, accessing that person inside who is your true self. As, you know, as cliche as that sounds, there is a true self in there, and we all on some level want to get to her. So yeah, watching all that was really cool relative to the books, and definitely surprising. I wasn't surprised that the women who hadn't written before needed to do some healing. It was the other women that was a very interesting observation for me.
Well, and that's the whole idea about this is the journey, and there's not an end destination here. We are living a lifelong journey of change and learning and growth and evolution. And I know I've experienced the same thing. I've written a lot, and when I come up against another layer, I sometimes am a little surprised that I'll like ask myself the question, really, is that coming up again for you? You know, okay, I guess it is, like, let's just move through. And you get in a practice of how to respond, at least I do.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true. I think we recognize, especially when we keep it going, we recognize what's coming up. You know, we take a look at it when it's there. We let it, you know, let it sit with us, and we move through it, as you said. And I think that's really how we heal from it. It's always part of our history, but it doesn't have to define us necessarily.
Right. And we got really good at some point at letting all of that stuff define us, didn't we? That's like, that's part of the journey. Mm-hmm. When you wake up to the fact that you added baggage to your mental baggage, and now you're feeling pretty heavy with all of the labels and the judgments and all of the things, and stripping those have been the layers for me, stripping those layers off and feeling like you could breathe again. It was palpable for me. I know it probably was for you too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Many, many, many layers. And I'm sure there are many more left. because I think when we talk about using our voice, the first thing that you know, people think about is, you know, I should have said this to so-and-so. And it's really not about that necessarily. That's an expression, right? That's how we are expressing one way of expressing who we are, but there are so many other ways as well. And it's, you know, we get to that who we are, so we know what we need to express and how we need to express it. So, you know, are we going to speak directly and firmly and clearly to people? Yeah. Are we going to be rude and obnoxious? Probably not. I mean, I don't know whether anybody really is built of rude and obnoxious behavior. I don't know, maybe. But we get to make those choices, right? It's not just let somebody have it. It's not just that piece about, I need to tell that person such and such.
Yes. So you're making me think of, you know, this is an awareness journey, and that is what you're talking about. The awareness is everything. It's foundational to the healing journey, whether you're using writing as a tool or speaking or all the other kinds of tools. But what I wanted to talk about for a minute is the witness. So when I journal, I become my own, and I'm moving thoughts and ideas outside of that head of mine and onto the paper, where I can then make a space and be the observer. That's an awareness tool, very, very powerful. And I'm my own witness, which is already powerful. And then I like to take the dial up a notch and speak it out loud to someone else, who then becomes that next layer witness. You get kind of what I'm talking about here. How have you experienced this?
So it is mostly around blogging. That's kind of where my stuff comes out. And you're an amazing writer. And I, you know, when I read the stuff that you're posting all over, it's fantastic. And it's palpable, you know, what you have experienced as it's coming out is really palpable. And that's kind of the process I through with a blog post. You know, it's not the do this. It's more of, you know, this is the gut stuff coming out. I think that we need to do that. We need to understand that we need to be our own witnesses, for sure. And that's kind of a first level too, before you even share it with somebody. That's the place where you kind of say, wow, yeah, that happened. And this is where I am now. You know, so yeah, I think it's really, really important. I also think that it's, and I call this, and I think you've heard me say this, when we start to write, one of the things that I have noticed is that, and I did it myself, is we go through, well, it's really a purge. I call it the vomit stage, where everything needs to come out. You know, you just have to write it down or say it, you know, tape it, whatever you need to, but you need to get it out from the gut, you know, to the outside. And in doing that, you are releasing so much of it. It's probably about 10 layers right there in that particular process. And I know for the books, it's kind of interesting to see a woman go through that piece when they haven't written before, particularly, and then to support them to shift that story into something, well, that those facts into a story that someone else is going to connect with, as opposed to reading the facts and having somebody say, connecting with the pain of that woman. I mean, you're going to connect with the pain of her anyway, but I, in my opinion, readers will leave thinking, I feel so badly for that woman, you know, as opposed to connecting to the pain of that woman. But when it's written in a story format, I think that we can more easily pick up the pieces that are meant for us, so that we can then start to do our own work. So it's kind of it's two pieces for me. And I love to see the progression of stories that, you know, women will share with me. and what it looks like as a finished document. It's kind of, it's like, oh yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm very passionate about that too. I love watching that process. There have been times where I've written something in my journal and then looked at it and read it and thought, do I think that? And it's like, whoa, you know, look what just came out. Like, do I really think that? And so questioning everything has been a part of that sort of witness thing when I am my own. And then, you know, like we're doing today, we're sharing words out loud. So there's a couple layers to it there too. Sometimes I will read my own written words out loud to myself so I can hear the vibration of my voice in the words. And that's another level of witness. But then when you have someone you trust in the room and you're reading it to them or they're reading it, you know, any version of this is cool. I realized that for that layer of healing, that deeper layer, there has to be another outside witness besides yourself. It doesn't always have to be, but it will take it up a notch. And sometimes that's what scares people, but I wondered how you experienced that in your own process.
I think that there are steps to that healing for sure. So yes, get your stuff out, share it with someone else in whatever way you feel you can right in the beginning, and then keep going and take more steps to make it more public, depending on, again, your comfort level. So, which is why I like to offer, you know, the writing program, Writing for the Heal of It, as well as an opportunity for women to be in these books, because not everybody is quite ready for that. When they get to that point, I mean, and you know, right now with Find Your Voice 2, getting close to publication, people are, you know, they're almost trembling with excitement because this is, and that little bit of, you know, purpose-driven fear that is about, oh my gosh, it's real. You know, it's happening. We're not going back now. We have a book and it's darn near ready to be out in the world. So yeah, at whatever, I think you have to decide what your comfort level is. Give yourself a push, obviously. I think you have to do that too. You know, challenge that purpose-driven fear. If your goal is to heal, then you have to keep taking it up a notch. And being in a published book is a huge place to land.
No doubt to that one. That is for sure one of my absolute passions. So do you want to spend a minute sharing about Find Your Voice 3 project?
Oh, yes, please. Okay. This one is going to be a little different. And I'm kind of like, I'm still amazed that we have a series of books. it's so cool. And they will continue. That's my goal. So Find Your Voice 3, Powerful Healers, Spiritual Stories. So this one is a little bit different. It's a little more targeted than the other two have been. And my vision is that some going forward will be targeted and some will be open, you know, kind of general Finding Your Voice stories. But this one is, it's really coming from a place of understanding that this is a really weird time in the world, and not just COVID. It's spiritually, there's just something happening that there are shifts. And for me, it's meaning that this is the time for us to be open and honest about what we are experiencing spiritually, what gifts, what supports we have, you know, the downloads we get or the clarity we get. That can do two things. First, absolutely support us, you know, in whatever we do. But also for a practitioner, we can use those gifts to support our clients. You know, it's a huge way to connect. And for me and my coaching, and this is just new for me. I've just started to call my coaching intuitive coaching because it is. And I realize that it always has been to be able to understand because of any kind of guidance that, you know, the level of pain and what, you know, what will really support a woman to get through her blocks. So, you know, I think it's time. It's just time. So women are being invited to come in to talk about when they realize that they have spiritual gifts, and then when they actually were able to be open and honest about them. And maybe, you know, there may be women that come in that are not open and honest to the point where they may be practicing publicly, but they may just be open and honest with themselves, which is huge. Because as you know, Laura, you know, from this community, when we start to be honest about that for ourselves, our lives change. Everything changes. So it's, yeah, this is a really big one and really, really, I think a really, really important book.
Yes, I can hear your excitement. I feel excited about it too. Just this subject is after my own heart, being a healer with, you know, more than 30 years experience with my own gifts, getting stronger and stronger as I practiced. And you do tend to want to shout from the rooftop about what you're experiencing and not always sure how to tell that story in a way that you won't be looked at sideways, or, you know, in a way that you won't be too afraid of the judgments or criticisms of that. But now's the time, and honored to be rolling with you in that particular book and project. Mm. I can't wait to see how that goes.
So thank you.
Just to wrap up today, what's something that you want to tell women who might still be struggling to find their voice?
You know, and I want to just say that you don't have to struggle with your voice. First of all, I guess first and foremost, you don't have to struggle. You're not alone. You can reach out for help. You can just talk to somebody. A lot of us not using our voices is really based on shame, fear, and those things get dissipated when we share them, you know, when we become vulnerable, which is part of the healing through the books as well. So yeah, get up, just share with your best friend, share with a coach, share with a therapist, share with, you know, your neighbor. it doesn't really matter. Just share it and know that you're not alone. You know, chances are you're going to have someone say, another woman say, oh yeah, that's me too. You know, chances are it is. So there's that piece, and know that there are programs that will help you work through it. There are lots of coaches that work on using your voice. And my stuff is coming up. There's a new group program coming up called You'll Get Everything You Want When You Find Your Voice. Thank you. And it's, you know, it's based on the work that I've done for years with women. It's based on a model that I know works very, very well and is very clear and is very easy for us to integrate into our lives. So I'm super excited about that. So keep an eye out for that on my Facebook page or Find Your Voice Women, which you are welcome to come and join, free group on Facebook. Love to have you there.
I love all of the programs that you are putting out into the world. So powerful, such powerful healing. Diana, thank you so much for what you're doing in the world and for being here today to share it with everybody.
Thank you, Laura, very much. And everybody, you know, I have to do a little plug here for Laura DeFranco, because she's an awesome leader. She's an awesome mentor. She's an awesome coach and an awesome publisher, and I'm very grateful to have met her. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much. So listeners, please join us on August 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern, when we'll be having a little live stream book launch party for Find Your Voice, Save Your Life 2. We're going to have all the authors there to inspire you, and there are going to be some giveaways and some fun stuff that we're doing that day. And of course, if you are listening to this after August 3rd, well, then get over to Amazon, because that means you can buy your copy of the book.
On behalf of everyone at Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you guys for joining me today. Remember, you were born, so you are worthy. Your message matters. What if the thing you're still a little afraid to share is exactly what someone needs to hear to change or even save their life? It is time to be brave. Catch you next time, everyone. We're going to close with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. Enjoy, and remember to hop over to bravehealer.com, where we'll help you share your brave words with the world.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is